the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for this precious opportunity and privilege, my Father, that through these radio waves, Father, and these means of communication, through the media that you have established in the area today, Father, that once again, Lord, we could come through the gates of thanksgiving, through the courts of praise, through the holy place, all the way behind the veil into your very presence, my Father. To all the way to your throne of grace, in fact, Lord. All the way up to your throne of grace. Obtain mercy and find grace to help us every time that we need it. What an awesome privilege. What an awesome invitation that you have extended to all mankind, Father. When you have pointed unto us a golden scepter of righteousness, meaning that we can come boldly without any sense of guilt or condemnation. Not in and of ourselves, Father, because you have invited us, Father, into your presence. And Father, the means through which we can come there, Lord, for you have cleansed us from all of our sins, all of our unrighteousness. Father, even through this celebration season that we are in today, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And because of that, because of the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ that was done, Lord, on our behalf and for our behalf, that we can take you up on that invitation, receive that invitation and take you up on it, and come once again through the gates of thanksgiving, thanking you for everything that you've done for us, known and unknown, my Father, giving you praise, Father, for everything, Lord, that you have done for us, known and unknown, Father. Giving you all the glory and the honor and praise, Father, for you who have begun a great work on the inside of us, you complete it, Father. And because of that, Lord, and this season that we are celebrating, Father, this weekend, Lord, then we can come all the way into your presence, back into your presence, Father. And not only visit there, Lord, but dwell there. For you said in your word, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High can say of the Lord that he's our refuge and our fortress and our God, in whom we put all of our trust and our confidence in, my Father. And Lord, because of your goodness and your mercy that endures forever, Father God, then here we are, my Father, in your presence. Now, Father, we would ask that you would speak to our heart in love, Father, in wisdom and understanding, my Father God, so that we could know what is your will for our lives? What is your intent for our lives? What is your purpose for our lives? What is your desire for our life, Father? And we would ask you to help us, Lord, to get in on that. Not our will, but your will be done in our lives. Not our kingdom, but your kingdom come in our lives, Father. So that it might be in our lives here on earth, just as it is in heaven, Father. Give us every day, Father, everything that we have need of, our daily bread, to help you accomplish your kingdom and your will in our lives, my Father God. We thank you, Lord, that because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that we are forgiven of all our faults and mistakes, all our sins. And help us, my Father, to be forgiven and forgetful of each other's faults and mistakes, my Father. And that you would lead us, Father, in the path of righteousness, Lord, beside the still water, into green pastures, Father. But lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all the sin and the evil that's in this world, my Father. Hallelujah. And Father, as in always, Father, we're careful to make sure that we give you all of the praise, all of the honor, all of the credit. For you who have begun a great work on the inside of us, we thank you, my Father God, that it is completed and you will bring it into fruition, my Father. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves under your role in the earth today. And we would ask that you would lead and guide us into the truth of everything that Jesus Christ said concerning us. But we know, Lord, that no man can come to the Father except he be drawn by you, Holy Spirit. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hands, and we ask you to take full control of this radio broadcast today. We ask that you would speak through these lips of clay to minister to our needs, my Father God. Less of me and more of you. In fact, Holy Spirit, none of me and all of you, will you take control. We give you free reign on this radio broadcast today. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, my Father, we say thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God out there in radio land. I tell you, every time when I be on the radio and those words come out of my mouth, or I be doing a Bible study or however means and through which man God allowed me to minister his word, I always address people, man, in that way. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. And every time those words come out of my mouth, I don't have the words to really explain it, but man, it's something that come over me, man, that, like I say, I don't even have the words to explain it, man. All I can say is that, man, you know, because I God has imparted that into my spirit, and I know that 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 I know who we really are. We really are not just men and women of God, not just children of God, not just kings and rulers and queens and ambassadors of God, not just ministers of God, but mighty in those areas. Mighty kings, mighty ministers, mighty ambassadors, mighty children, mighty sons and daughters of the Most High God. I'm talking about with all might, all power. That's how mighty we are. I'm talking about, listen, how mighty is God? And how mighty is the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
And how mighty is Jesus? For the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the might that they are and the might that they have, they dwell on the inside of us. And if they dwell on the inside of us and they mighty, then how mighty are we? Good God Almighty. That's why I say again, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, because you got Christ living on the inside of you.
Yeah,
you got the Father God living on the inside of you. You got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Let me show you how mighty and powerful the Holy Spirit is. Hey, listen, he flung this whole universe into existence. He brought manifestation. He brought and brings manifestation to God's word, man, in the earth. It was the Holy Spirit that moved up over the face of the deep, and boy, God started speaking. And when God started speaking, it was the Holy Ghost that took, man, every word that God spoke, man, and brought it into a reality. How much might and power you think it took to sling this whole universe into existence?
Yes, Lord.
How much power and might do you think it took to raise Jesus from the pit of hell and seat him at the right hand of the Most High God? How much power and might did it, you think it took for Lazarus to be raised from the dead, and the dumb to walk, and the the dumb to talk and the lame to walk and the blind to see and the dead to be raised to life again. How much power you think it took man to accomplish that? How much power you think it took man for God to redeem our life from death and destruction? How much power you think it took, boy, for God, man, to reestablish our course and take us off the course that leads to death and destruction and eternal death, that's hell, and put us back on course to God's plan and God's purpose and God's destiny for our lives? How much power and might you think it took that to do that? It took the power and the might of Almighty God to do that. It took the power and the might of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to do that. It took the power and the might of the Holy Spirit to do that. And that Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that's who you have residing on the inside of every last one of us. They ain't just around us. They in us. If you have men accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and man received the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That same power and might and authority that God operate in, that Jesus operate in, that the Holy Spirit operate in, that's the same power and might that's on the inside of every last one of us. So how mighty you think we are? How yes, mighty Lord. That makes us? How awesome that makes us? That's why the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Not because of man, nothing that we've done, but because of who we are and whose we are. Who we are? We are the mighty children of the Most High God. We are mighty kings and queens. We are mighty rulers in the earth. We are mighty ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God and the kingdom of our Christ. We are mighty citizens of the kingdom of hell. Glory be to God. Mighty. In fact, in Psalm 82, it said this, God stands in the congregation of the mighty, and he gives righteous judgment to all mankind. He stands in the congregation of the mighty. Hallelujah. In fact, I want to read that to you. That's in your Bible in Psalm 82. And while I'm turning there, I have my precious friend on the radio broadcast with me, man, and my co-laborer in the gospel of Jesus Christ with me, Apostle Ronna Edison, and his lovely wife, Pastor Earlene Edison. And they are having a function at their ministry today. And before I really get started in this today, you know, I want my brother to come on and just announce the function that he's having over in his ministry today and invite all the people in the Central Louisiana area, the Bunker area, Cottonport, Cheneyville, Evergreen, you know, all in the surrounding area, you know, to attend this function. So while I'm preparing this scripture for you, I'll just allow him to come on and just able God to put in his heart, you know, for a few minutes and just invite y'all to attend the service that they are having over there at their ministers today in the Bunker area. Apostle Ronald, go ahead, please.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Once again, it's always a blessing and an honor to be able to just share and just be a part of what God is doing in these last and evil days. We thank God for Pastor Arthur LaVar and his ministry team. And once again, and like what he was saying today, we are over here at Belt of Divine Intervention Ministry, 1909 Highway 71 North, here in Bunker, Louisiana. And as we have been mentioning the last couple of weeks now, at 4 p.m. today, we are having what they call a fellowship where some of the local churches are coming out and just singing some songs of Zion and words of encouragement will be brought today. And we also will have food for those who are attending. We will ask you all, those who are in the listening areas, if you could have your choirs or your worship team to come out today at 4 o'clock and sing a couple of songs today. It's just having fellowship, you know. We're better together, praise the Lord. And so we just thank God for this opportunity. I thank God once again for to greet you all today. And just remember today what the Lord have done for us. up on the cross. We thank God for the finished work at Calvary's cross, that we can have victory in what Jesus has already done for us. We already victorious. We already have been born to be champions in the blood of Jesus Christ, because we are the righteousness of God. With that being said, I would like to pass this on back over to Pastor Arthur LeVar, and thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, Bible say how good it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity.
Yes, Lord.
To support one another's ministry.
You know, yes,
to
Lord.
Speak well of one another's ministry, to encourage one another in ministry, you know, to show love one to the other, you know.
Yeah.
In spite of, I'm talking about in spite of what? In spite of anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And God said in his word, he said the greatest commandment of all is that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, everything that's within us, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves and our God, you know. And how good it is, man, for us to be able to love one another. And listen, that type of love that God has asked us to love him with and one another with, that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. What you mean, shed abroad? That love that you can't, I'm not talking about, man, human love and natural love. And I'm talking about the love of God, the same love that that God loves with, the same God that, the way God loved us, how he looked past all our faults and all our mistakes and saw our need. What was that? To be loved unconditionally. That's why he redeemed our life from the destruction. That's why he hung, bled, and died, and was risen and seated at the right hand of the Most High God. All that was done and orchestrated, man, because God loved us. That's the love of God. I'm talking about the agape love, the same love that God loved with. Hallelujah. And while we were yet in our sins, he hung, bled, and died. And boy, he asked us, man, to love each other, to love him, and to love each other in that same way. Now listen, in and of ourselves, we can't do that. But boy, that love that he's talking about loving him with and loving one another with, looking past each other's faults and mistakes, man, and just loving one another unconditionally, that type of love, man, the agape love, the love of God, that love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That love is imparted into us. That love is given unto us, man, by our Father in heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, man, you can't love, man, people, man, who done wronged you and done all kind of evil against you and everything else, man. In fact, you're going to do just the opposite. You're going to retaliate. But boy, the love of God, the agape love of God, to be able to look past each other's faults and mistakes and just continue loving one another, boy, that's how, I'll tell you, that's how mighty and powerful, boy, our Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is, boy. They put that on the inside of us. That's the love of God that's imparted on the inside of us. And we got to come to the knowledge of that and then grow in that and allow that type of love, that type of life, that type of might that God has imparted into us to grow and develop on the inside of us, that it grows stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, till our faith in God and our Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and in our the ability that we have on the inside of us, grows stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. Just like that love of God, the agape love of God that shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, the same type of faith that it takes, man, to appropriate that into our lives, that's a gift from God, too. That's imparted unto us, too. Hallelujah. But the Bible says in Romans, man, chapter 12, it says God has given us, all of us, the measure of faith. I'm not sure if it's in Romans 12 or Romans 10, but the Bible says, you know where that is. That God has imparted unto every last one of us the measure of faith. What that's literally saying is, say, for instance, a measure is 12 inches. Well, God gave to everybody 12 inches of faith. Ain't nobody got no more faith than nobody else.
Amen.
The difference between the two is development. Let me say it and see if I can say it in a different way. A little bitty newborn baby,
yeah,
a man child, boy child, he got the same muscles, the same biceps, the same triceps. Is a mighty muscle man that can pick up, man, 400-pound weight.
Yes,
they both
Lord.
Got the same muscles. The only difference between the two is development. But they all have the measure of muscle. Hallelujah. And the only difference, again, is between them is man's reason of use. The only reason why that muscle builder can pick up 400 pounds is by reason of use, exercising. The only reason why that little bitty baby can't do it is because he ain't had the opportunity to develop into that and exercise and exercise. But they both have the same triceps, same biceps, same muscles, same tenures, same sinews, same everything. Same thing, man, the love of God and the faith of God, you know. We all have the same amount. The only thing is development. And as we begin to develop that love that's on the inside of us and develop that faith, how you do that? By reason of use.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By acting upon it, by applying it, by putting it into a practical application, then it's developed. If the muscle man wouldn't go to the gym and work out on weight, then he wouldn't be able to pick up them 400 pounds either. But by reason of use, he developed his strength to that ability. Same way, man, with the love of God and the faith of God that's been shed abroad in our lives and hearts by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Then what God expects us to do is to exercise that faith, exercise that love, work it out, man, practice it, put it into practical application. And as we do that, then we start developing little by little, by little by little. Line up on line, precept up on precept. Growing to the place where we can pick up 20 pounds, then 30 pounds, then 100 pounds, then 150 pounds, then 200, then 300, then 400. And if that little bitty baby grew up and start doing and exercising his muscles, he'd get to the place, man, where he can pick up 400 pounds too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start exercising, man, the love of God that shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, you'll begin, man, to start, man, loving even your enemies.
Yes, sir.
Those who despitefully use you or come against you, you will love them too. But you got to exercise that. You got to work that out. You got to work out on that. You got to apply that to your life. You got to begin practicing that. Hallelujah. Now, you might not, man, hitting at first, it might be kind of rough. You know, like I say, a little bitty baby can't even pick up his bottle.
Mm-mm.
But boy, but let me tell you something. As he begin to, man, grab it at first, it'll slip out his hand. But if he continue to practice that, then after a while, he'll be able to hold his own power. Then after a while, he'll be able to feed his own self. After a while, he'll be able to walk and talk and act just like, man, why? Because he's growing up in that. Same thing with us. We are growing up in the things of God. We're going from glory to glory to glory. To glory. Watch this. Becoming who we already are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Mighty rulers in the earth. Mighty kings. Mighty queens. Mighty apostles and mighty prophets and mighty evangelists and mighty pastors and mighty teachers. Not just men, apostles and evangelists and pastors and teachers and all. Man, but mighty. What you mean? With all might and with all power. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we can fulfill men the reasons for those positions and titles and everything else.
Yeah.
Now, what's the reason? What's the overall reason for that? To win souls to the kingdom of God. Not to religion, but win souls, man, back into the reality of who we really are. Where we really come from. What we really can do. Why we really here and where we really going to end up at. You know, that's mankind's age-old questions. But that, man, we've been trying to discover, man, I'm talking about from the beginning of time. Who are we? You come up with all kind of theories and this and that, you know, where we come from. We've come up with all kind of theories on that, too. Why we here? We come up with all kind of theories on that, too. What can we do? What's our potential? We've come up with all kind of theories on that, too. And where are we going to really end up at when it's all said and done? We come up with all kind of theories on that. Those age-old questions is only man found in the mind of the maker of mankind. That's God himself. You want to know who you really are, man, you can't even... I can't go to somebody else, man, and ask, man, if I want to know who I really am, then I got to ask, man, the one who made me, because he knows the original who I am.
Yes,
we made by God Incorporation. So if you want to know the answer to those days, no question, man, you got to seek your Father in heaven for that. And I promise you, if you seek, you'll find. Hallelujah. Who are we? Man, we are the mighty sons and daughters of the Most High God. Where we come from? You come from God. God said, let's make man in our image and our likeness. And from himself came you and I. You come from God. Listen, and if you come from God, then the same ingredients that's on the inside of God is on the inside of every last one of us. That's why I keep saying, man, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Listen, if you took man a 24-ounce pitcher of water, and you took an 8-ounce glass, and you poured into that 8-ounce glass from that, the water from that 24-ounce pitcher of water, in the same ingredient that when you pour, and you take, imagine this, if you take a pitcher of water and you pour it into an 8-ounce glass, but the same ingredients that's in that 8-ounce glass, it's the same ingredients that's in the pitcher. The same ingredients.
Yeah,
the source of the water that's in the 8-ounce glass, its source, it comes from the water that's in the pitcher. But the same ingredients that's in that pitcher is the same ingredients that's in that 8-ounce bottle of water.
Yeah,
that's what God did. God took from himself, man, and poured on the inside of a physical body, boy, himself. Same character, same nature, same likeness, same ability. Same authority, same power, same might, same thing that's on the inside of that 8-ounce glass is on that's in the picture. The same thing. That's you. You come from God. The same thing that's in God is in you. How you say that, Arthur? Because he said that. Let's make man in our image and in our likeness. And let them, who? Mankind. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. Who? Male and female. Who is male and female? Mankind. A female is a man too. A man is spirit. The female and the male is just the house or the body that they live in. But we all man. What is man? Man is spirit being. Hallelujah. That spirit being, that man that we are, man has the same essence, the same character, the same nature. The same functioning ability as the one who created us. Because he said, let's create him in our image. That's moral character and nature. Hallelujah. Naturally like God. Because the same ingredient that's on the inside of God is the same ingredient that's on the inside of us. The same nature of God is the same nature that's on the inside of us. That's image. What is image? Character and nature. It didn't say in our likeness. Likeness is function ability, functioning ability. How God functions, he functions by love and he functions by faith. And the same ingredients, the same character, the same nature, the same functioning ability that's on the inside of him is on the inside of us. The same character, the same nature that's on the inside of him is on the inside of us. How come we ain't operating in that? Because of a lack of knowledge of it. And because of a lack of application of that knowledge, once you come to the knowledge of it. It's not enough just to know. If you just know the scripture and everything else, the Bible says the letter kill it. But it's the spirit that gives life. After you come to the knowledge of that, then you have to put that into practical application. You got to practice that. Listen, if you're an athlete on the basketball team or the football team or the baseball team or whatever sport that you're in, you know, they got some functioning principles. One of the functioning principles is, man, if you want to become good at it and perfect that, then you got to practice. You got to go to practice every day. And the more you practice, the better you get at it. What you mean? So that's why I say it must be practical application. It must be application that we practice, man, on a daily basis. You know, you can't just, man, you know, practice one time, man, you know, and then don't go, man, no more till 2 weeks later. Then you ain't going to play it no more till. Because you haven't put, man, you could be good at it too, man, but, man, if you don't go to practice, if you don't put into, you know, make it practical application, go to practice every day, and you find yourself sitting on the sidelines. What you saying, Brother Arthur? I'm talking about this mighty man and this mighty woman of God that we are. We got to practice that. We got to practice that lifestyle. The same character and nature that God have on the inside of us, the same love that God have on the inside of him, the same faith that God have on the inside of him that he placed on the inside of us, you got to practice that. And you got to practice that daily. You got to, what do you mean daily? You got to practice that, man, come to the place where that become a way of life. Hallelujah. Let it become second nature, man. You just get up, man, becoming, man, every day becoming who you already are. By practicing the love of God, hallelujah, by applying it, by sharing it, by giving it, by practicing your faith walk, by practicing, man, living upright before God, by putting that, man, who you really are and what God has revealed to you, who you really are, applying that on a daily basis. You know what's happening if you're doing that? You're becoming who you already are. That's how you walk out of darkness into the marvelous light. That's how you walk out of sin into righteous living. That's how you walk out of being the tail and start becoming the head. That's how you walk out of, man, depression, man, into life and death more abundantly. That's how you walk out of darkness. What do you mean? Ignorance, not knowing, man, who you really are. How? By, man, you know, coming to the light. What's the light? Information. Knowledge. As you come to the knowledge of who you are, then Jesus say, let that light shine. Let that knowledge shine. Put that knowledge into practical application, man, and it'll get brighter and brighter and brighter. And as it gets brighter and brighter and brighter, you know what the purpose for that light is? So that those who sit in darkness, those that don't know, man, who they really are, they might come to the knowledge of when they see your light shine. When they see, man, you know you becoming who you already are. Now they become inspirational to them. So you become an influence to them. Tell boy they want to, man, you know, how that light shine on the inside of them. You know, man, when Jesus Christ come out of the wilderness after he was tempted of the devil, and, man, he first began his public ministry, the Bible say, boy, those who sit in darkness, that's in your Bible in Matthew chapter 4. Those who sit in darkness saw a great light. Glory to God. Somebody say, what do you say? I say, those who sit in darkness, those who don't know who they really are, those who don't know where they really come from, those who don't know why they really here, those who don't know the potential, what they really can do that's on the inside of them, and those who don't know where they really going to end up at, they saw a great light. They saw somebody, man, that come to reveal that to them, who they really are, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, where they really come from. Come from God. You come from heaven. Our Father, which art where? In heaven. And if you come from God, then you come from heaven. Then he brought you down here to the earth. And when he brought you down here to the earth, he brought you down here to the earth for a purpose. He just bring you down here to the earth and say, set you on your course and say, hey, go ahead, I'll do your thing and everything. No, he had a purpose in mind for you coming, for him bringing you down here to the earth. And when he brought you down here to the earth, then he formed a body for you to live in. Who you, who? That mighty man, that mighty woman of the Most High God, that spirit, that mighty spirit being that has the same character and nature and essence and functioning ability as our creator. Had a purpose for, man, you, him coming down here, man, bringing you from heaven to earth. You didn't fall from heaven. When mankind fall, we call it the fall of man. He fell from his purpose, from his knowledge of who he really is and why, where he really come from and why he really here and what he really can do and where he really going to end up at. He lost the knowledge of that, man. That's called darkness. And he began to live on in darkness, man, until it became gross darkness. So, man, all we know, man, is, man, now that we have from our five sense reasonings. But, boy, the Holy Ghost power, purpose, man, is to give you, man, a knowledge that's far above our five sense reasonings. We call it revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge is a knowledge of who we really are, where we really come from, why we really here, what we really can do, and where we really going to end up at. That can only be revealed to us by the one who created us. Purpose is only found, original purpose is found in the mind of the maker of a thing. The purpose for, listen, that's the purpose for everything that's created. And if you want to know the purpose for a thing, then you can't ask the thing, man. If you really want to know the purpose for it, then the purpose is found in the mind of the manufacturer. That's why I say, boy, to answer these five age-old questions, man, you got to go to the mind of the manufacturer. You made by God Incorporation. Glory to God. So if you want to know the answer to those age-old questions, man, you got to go to your to the manufacturer. And I promise you, if you go to the manufacturer, man, seeking there, you'll find it. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. How come we ain't, man, receiving? Because you ain't asking. And those who are asking, they asking, man, in the wrong way. Meanwhile, we ain't finding because, man, we ain't seeking. I asked God a question one time. I said, Lord, you know, how come this gospel of the kingdom is hid in this graveyard of religion to where the majority of, man, you know, Christians, man, don't even know the gospel of the kingdom? He said, the God of this world has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart. Till seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not. Unless the glorious gospel of this kingdom would be, man, shine up on them, and they would see that light. But he said, but that's all right. Let me tell you something, whatever, some people say, boy, the devil sure is busy. Yeah, he's busy, but let me tell you something that's more powerful than that. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, they busy too. Glory to God. In fact, they more busier than man the devil. Yeah, the devil busy, boy, but our Father, our big brother, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, they busy too. Busy doing what, man? Hey, redeeming our life from that darkness and destruction and restoring back to us, boy, who we are, the light of the world. He illuminated us, man, with the answer to those age-old questions so that we could let our light so shine, man, so that those who sit in darkness that don't know that man might come to the knowledge of glory to God. That's our purpose, man. That's the purpose for the church. To let the world who sit in darkness, man, come to the marvelous light. What? Of who you really are. Where you really come from. Why you really here. What you really can do. And where you really going to end up at. Listen, do you know something? Listen, I can say this over and over and over again. I'm just putting some water on it. Do you know that you're not going to spend eternity in heaven? I know that didn't go over too good, but I'm going to say it again. Now, listen, let me clarify something. I did not say that we're not going to go to heaven. What I said is that's not where you're going to spend eternity at. When I say you're not going to spend eternity in heaven, I'm talking about in the place where you come from. The place where God is. That's his territory. He's the king of that territory. And in that territory, man, you can't fulfill the purpose that God has for your life. You can't rule up there. All you can be up there is a prince or a princess. So God created another territory for you. But you would be just like him. What? A king. A ruler. And you can't rule in heaven because that's his domain. So he said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a whole different domain, man, you know, and I'm going to place them in that domain, and I'm going to give them dominion. What? That's kingship. That's rulership. That's power. That's control. That's influence. What? Over that domain. So he brought you down to this domain that we call the earth. And he formed a body from this territory. And he placed you, who just like him, that spirit being, on the inside of his body. And he breathed into that body the breath of life. And man, a spirit being that just like God, same character, same nature, same function ability of God, became a living soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What that is, that's your own person. That's why you got your own personality. That's why you are, that's what it means when you say you are a spirit that have a soul that lives in a physical body. I'm going to say that again. You are a spirit being. What do you mean, spirit being? You just like God. God is spirit. The real you is a little spirit, a little life force, a little Zoe life. I'm not talking about natural life or the biology of life or physical life. I'm talking about, boy, spiritual life, life in the absolute sense, the life of God, the same life that's on the inside of God, the life of the spirit being.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And you have a soul. A soul, that's your mind. That's your will.
Mm-hmm.
That's your emotions.
That's right.
That's your attitude, you know. And that's what make up your person. Hallelujah. And then you live in a physical body. Only reason why he formed a body for you to live in so that you could dominate this physical earth. So that you could have dominion over this physical earth. So he created you an earth suit, a house for you to live in. It comes from the earth so that you can dominate the earth. How? By the influence that comes from your mind, your will, your emotions, and your attitude that were related to your physical body and the mind and the will and the emotion and the attitude that comes from the soul is related to it by your spirit. So in other words, I say it simply. You were designed to live, man, from the inside out.
Yeah.
From your spirit being to your soul to your body, and then your body was manifested on the earth.
Thank you, Lord.
Say that one more time. You were designed to live, man, from the inside out. That's why a lot of times, you know, in our body, I ask the Lord, I say, Father, you know, I still have a problem in my physical body, and I haven't been completely restored yet, even though I'm becoming who I already am. And I say, but I want to see the full manifestation of it. He say, because, man, sometimes you may be looking, man, from the outside in. No, you got the man look from the inside out.
Yeah.
And continue looking from the inside out. What you mean look from the inside out? If you look from the outside in, you're trying to get healed.
Yeah.
If you look from the inside out, you're already healed. And when you see it that you're already healed, then, man, he told me, then you will relay it, your spirit being will relay it to your soul. Your mind, your will, your emotion, your attitude. And then, man, your soul would relay it to your physical body, and then your physical body would manifest it on the earth.
See, yes, Lord.
Lord, I see now. I've been kind of doing things a little bit out of order. I've been trying to get healed physically first, you know, and see the physical results and everything else before I really start, man, you know, truly confessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because, man, we becoming and we're learning. Ain't none of us reached the mark yet. There's a song say, man, we're all broken people.
Yeah.
And we all, man, you know, on the potter's wheel. And we all being molded and shaped and developed, man, and becoming, man, who God created us to be and to become. We all on the road to perfection. We haven't arrived yet. Even Paul said, I have not yet arrived, but one thing I do, I keep on pressing on, glory to God, to the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. But you say, I forget those things that's behind me. I forget, man, all my shortcomings. I forget by yesterday, man. No, that don't mean anything no more in my memory in my mind. That means I don't let, man, yesterday hinder me, man, from my today, and I don't let my today hinder me from going on into my mark to my tomorrow. I keep on, man, going on and on and on. Like my pastor in Houston say, Pastor Liddy, there's a going on in God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Going on to what? To our next. That name of her ministry is Let's Go High Ministry. Oh, I love that. I love them people over there. I love my pastor with all my heart. Let me tell you something, boy. He's important unto me, man, a long time ago, boy. I met his man 25, 30 years ago, and it has impacted my life until this day. She come to our ministry when we was over there in Houston, and she told us, boy, that there's a going on and gone.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And, boy, ever since then, boy, that's what I've been doing, boy, going on and going, going from my next to my next to my next, going higher and higher and higher. And then I found, man, and in the word of God, boy, in Corinthians, where it say, as we look into this perfect law of liberty, and, boy, we going from glory to glory. The glory to God. even as by the Spirit of the living God. So even though we haven't rested, Mark, yet, even though you don't see the total healing in your body yet, even though you don't see, man, you know, every need, man, met, man, for tomorrow. No, you might be living. Every need is met for today. Just like every need was met for yesterday, and you came through yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that, then, boy, everything that's needed for us in this day going to be supplied, too. Everything that's in, that we have need of for tomorrow is going to be supplied, too, until we reach the fullness, man, of that high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Until we reach that day, man, to where, boy, I'm talking about, we're going to be lifted up, too, man. We're going to be resurrected, too, because one day this old physical body is going to go back to the dust of the ground. That's the only thing that's cursed.
Amen.
Listen, man, when God created mankind, he said, and God blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish and subdue the earth. What he did, he blessed them.
Amen.
I don't care what a devil did, man, and come try to do and got them off course, man. God already blessed us. And what God has blessed, ain't no devil can curse.
Thank you, Lord.
He cursed the ground. The ground is what cursed, not you.
Right.
And listen, your body comes from the ground. So it's appointed unto that curse is appointed unto this body to die, but you ain't never gonna die. Not that spirit being, not your soul. Your spirit gonna go back up to God where it comes from. Now your soul, oh Lord, that's the place, man, I'm talking about that you, that person, that personality, that's what's gonna either end up, man, in hell or in heaven with the spirit. Your body, it's going back to the dust of the ground. It's cursed. The ground, he threw Adam curses the ground for your sake. Hallelujah. How would you like to live in this old physical body that gets old and decay and everything out there and keep getting old and wrinkled and everything else, keep having headaches and physical disease and everything else? How would you like to live like that for him? No, by God, say, man, let me tell you something. Say, I'm going to create for you, man, a whole new body. One that ain't going to never get old. One that ain't going to never decay. That's why, boy, this season that we celebrating now, the resurrection, boy, that's to let us know something, man. See, we celebrating and everything else as Jesus' death and burial and resurrection. And that's a good thing. But that ain't the purpose for that. That's why, remember I told you, wherever purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. Listen, yes, we supposed to celebrate, man, you know, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and everything else. But there's a going on, glory to God. There's a going, man, to the next and going higher. What? So where you begin to not only celebrate, man, he said, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, but you also, man, celebrate it as your death and burial and resurrection. Because you, who were dead in trespasses and sin, has he raised up and made to sit together with him in heavenly places. Glory to God. You have been resurrected too. When he died, the Bible says we died. When he was risen, we were risen with him. So we just celebrating, man, his death, burial, and resurrection, man. Well, we ought to be also celebrating our death, burial, and resurrection too, because one day this old body going to go back to the dust of the ground. But you too going to be resurrected. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it one more time. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Have he raised up. So I don't just celebrate the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus. Man, I celebrate, man, my death and my burial and my resurrection. Because, boy, I was dead, man, you know. But, boy, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made in the likeness of sinful man, and redeemed my life from that curse, what death. Hallelujah. And raised me from the dead. So not only was Jesus Christ risen from the dead, you risen too.
Yeah.
If you're saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, and man, you know, but because you don't know that, and the Bible said in Romans chapter 82, we living and dying like real men, when all the time we are little gods. That's in your Bible in Psalm chapter 82, verse 6. Verse 1, it says, God standing in the congregation of the mighty, like I was reading earlier, and he judges amongst the gods. Who is the mighty? That's you. Who is the God that he gives righteous judgment to? That's you. Who's living and dying like mere men and mere women and all the time they are little God? That's you who don't know it. That's why God put us on this radio broadcast. That's why God established Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry. To help men, his children, men, watch this, rediscover the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
What kingdom? The kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing. I'm not talking about what man is doing for God. I'm talking about what God is doing for man.
Yeah.
That's a difference. Now, I'm just understanding what man is doing for God. That ain't no bad thing. That ain't all even everything else. But just because it's a good thing, that don't necessarily mean it's the best thing or even the right thing. Let me tell you what's the best thing and the right thing. Not what we can do for God, but what God can do for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. It's what God is doing in the earth, not what we doing, not what my church is doing, not what my denomination is doing, not what my religion is doing and everything else, but it's what God is doing. He's doing more than just putting on programs. He's doing more than just, man, getting out there in society, and he's doing those things, man, and feeding the homeless and clothing the naked and the naked and visiting the widows and everything else. But he's doing much more than that. What he's doing, he's restoring you back to who you really are. He's revealing to us, man, where we really come from. He's, man, restoring, man, our purpose, man, for our existence, man, back to us. He's revealing to us, man, and imparting to us, man, our true potential, what we really can do. He's revealing to us, man, where we really going to end up at. You know what you're going to end up at? You're going to end up in heaven, but not in his heaven. Not in the unseen realm. You ain't going to live forever in the unseen. The kingdom of heaven, that's a country. That's a literal place. It's invisible. You can't see it. But it's more real than this physical world that we live in. In fact, this physical world was made by it. That's God's territory. But man, oh, Jesus, help us, Father. Enlighten the eyes of our understanding, Father, so that we can know the truth, Father, and the hope of our calling, and exceeding greatness of the power that's available to us through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. So that we can begin, my Father, to bring glory and honor to your name. So that we can begin to walk in the reality of what it means to be sons and daughters of the Most High God, Father. Continue, Lord, taking us higher and higher and higher. Continue, Father, letting the light so shine in us so that men who sit in darkness, mankind, can see that marvelous light and come to the knowledge of the eternal truth that you are revealing in the earth today by the power of your Holy Spirit, my Father. And for that, Lord, we say thank you.
Thank you.
You have begun a good work on the inside of us, Lord. Keep on keeping on, Father, as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Keep on molding, keep on shaping us, Father, and keep on developing us into who you created us to be. You created us to be. And, Father, we'll be careful. Make sure that we give you all of the credit, all of the honor, and all of the praise, Father, for what you are doing in the earth. Hey, listen, saints, like I told you, it's a good thing, man, what we are doing for God. Boy, it's a far greater thing, man, to come to the knowledge of what God is doing in and through us. Hey, listen, I got just a few more minutes left on this broadcast, and we're going to continue this next week, but know that Easter was made, man, for the world. You know, we already know that, man, but we got to come to the knowledge of that and let our light so shine so that those out in the world that don't know that, they come to the knowledge of that, so that they too can have fellowship with us. You know, the truth, our fellowship is with the Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, and with one another. And listen, that's the purpose for our ministry that we have here in Bunker, Louisiana. And listen, you know, I've been on the radio, I don't know, a long time. We were on since 2012, man. Then we went off for a little while. We came back on about 6 or 7 years ago. And we've been on since then. But then, man, I never asked for a contribution or donations or anything of that nature on this radio broadcast because I know something. That, man, whatever God calls for, he will provide for us.
Amen.
And then, man, God spoke to my heart and said, but I use it. I do it, but I do it through people. So, listen, the majority of our ministry has been an outreach ministry through this radio broadcast. And that we do, and that covers, you know, the central Louisiana area, a little bit of Mississippi and everything else. But God wants this gospel, the kingdom that he's instructed us to preach, He told us to go into all the world and preach there. We come on the radio, man, you know, it's once a week, every Saturday, from 12 to 1. Boy, go up on, man, you know, everybody know that. He want us to be able to go on, man, you know, 7 days a week, every day, man. You know, it don't have to be for an hour, for however long it is to be, you know. And also, we in the process, man, of resurrecting, man, a building that God had given us, man, you know, way back in 2012, man, that got demolished and it was all out of order. It was condemned, really. It wasn't suitable for use. But over the past year, Lord, we've been reconstructing that, rebuilding that, and we're in the final stages of it. You know, we have 90% of everything completed, you know. And, you know, I was asking God about that, and God told me to announce on this radio broadcast before we close that, man, if you would like to help us, man, to finish that, we're in the finishing stages of it. We got 90% of it already done, you know. We spent over $100,000, man, restoring that building, man, for the glory of God, you know. And one time we're in the final stages of it, man. And if you would like to assist us or help us in finishing the house, man, that God has given us. We know that the house of God is our physical body, our soul, and our spirit. But the building that God has given us, man, to spread this gospel of the kingdom to the whole world, if you'd like to help us finish that, man, yeah, boy, it would be an honor and a privilege for you to be a part of that. Listen, if you would like to assist us or donate anything that God will put in your heart to help us finish this, to resurrect that building, then you can contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry. Area code is 713-870-3776. You know, and if you don't have a pen, and we go off before, because my time is just about up, if you go off before you can get the information and the phone number, you can call KAYT, 8.1 FM radio station, and ask them, man, for the phone number of Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry, or the ministry that come on Saturdays from 12 to 1, and they can give you our information and phone number and contact information, too. Again, if you do have a pencil, write this number down, 713-870-3776. And if you would like to support us and help us, man, in getting more radio time, and most of all, man, you know, resurrecting the building that we have here in the Bunker, Louisiana area. Over there, most of you in the Bunker, Louisiana area, you see the work that's done over there, you know, and you see how it's coming along, and you see how it's being developed and everything else. And like I say, we're in the final stages of it, you know. And if you would like to support us, man, you know, by any gift, any offering that God would put in your heart to help us finish and complete the resurrection of Kingdom Life Fellowship World Outreach Ministry Ambassador Center. That's what we call that building over there, the Ambassador Center, where ambassadors come together, man, diplomats come together, man, and, man, learn of the kingdom of God and then go out into our everyday struggle of influence and community and impact it with the gospel of the kingdom. Listen, God just gave us one assignment, man. He said, go and make disciples of all men and teach them what we taught you. And this gospel of the kingdom is a gospel that's been hidden in the graveyard of religion, but it's being rediscovered. And that's our purpose for our ministry, to help men, the church, and the world rediscover the gospel of the kingdom so that, man, every ministry, man, regardless, all the ministry and everything they preach is good, but, boy, when it's preached in the light of the restoration of God's kingdom, it will be even greater, hallelujah. We will have even greater impact in our sphere of influence and in our communities and our society of winning souls to the kingdom of God. I thank God for every church and every ministry and what God has given them to preach. But what God want to do is take us higher. And those messages are the word of God, but he wants us to preach it not only in the light of our redemption, but in the light of, man, our restoration, what's been restored back to us. And that's all of the kingdom of heaven, our inheritance, that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. So our assignment, man, is to help men, the body of Christ, rediscover the gospel of the kingdom and begin to administer all the words that they have been ministering, man, through that line. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, again, man, my time is up. Our contact number, if you would like to support us and give any kind of offering or donation toward the resurrection of that building, hopefully we're going to be open in the month of April. If you would like to help us complete that, then please give. Please support us. If you want to know how, you can contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Ministry. Area code 713-870-3776. Listen, we love you with the love of God, the agape love. And we believe in praying for God's greatest for your life. Remember, this evening at 4 o'clock, if that's a divine intervention ministry, they have a service over there. 1909 or 1907, Highway 71 North.
Nah.
We love you with the love of the Lord. Look forward to